Hi everyone, in this new episode of the IoT Show, we will show you the latest and greatest features in the Azure IoT extension in VS Code. So basically you'll be able to see what you can do in terms of developing for devices and interacting with Azure IoT Hub, and I have Leah Du from the DevDiff China team here for me to show us all of that. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today I have Leah here with me. Hey,
Leah, how are you doing? I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. So Leah is coming from China, is part of the DevDiff China team, working on tooling for IoT. And today he is here to tell us and show us a bit about the latest and greatest features in the IoT toolkit extension for VS Code, right?
Yes, of course.
So tell me a bit about where we are at in terms of the tooling, in terms of the experience for developers in VS Code right now.
Okay, so basically I'm working for the IoT tooling.
Yep.
So we have a set of tooling that covers both Visual Studio Code and Visual Studio.
Okay.
Basically we're targeting on like very professional IoT developers and a system to build IoT solutions end to end. And we have a set of utilities like this one, the Azure IoT Toolkit,
okay,
which helps the professional developers to easily manage their resource on Azure IoT Hub and devices, stuff like that.
So basically, it's like Microsoft-grade enterprise-quality tooling for IoT developers. It's not just about like connecting to a device and doing Blinky on it. It's really about integration of development processes, workflows, and so on.
Exactly. It's really about your service developing or like a full-fledged IoT solution.
Yep.
And we just covered lots of like details and functionalities in for building the IoT solution.
Yep. And because actually IoT developers are particular, they do work with hardware, devices, connectivity issues, and they have to interact with the cloud services. And so what you're going to show us today is the latest and greatest integration into the extension is used to work with Azure IoT Hub, which is our core platform service for IoT.
Right.
And you're going to tell us about some of these key scenarios that developers are going through and using the tools for.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's get to it, right?
Yeah, sure, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay, so here is actually our marketplace page for the Azure IoT Toolkit, and you can see all the features listed here,
okay,
and with some simple tutorials. But of course, we just bumped our new vision and comes with our new designed welcome page.
Okay.
So as you can see on the welcome page, you can do a couple of things that to help you quickly start it. So if you don't have like an IoT Hub, if you have some IoT Hub already been created in the Azure portal, you can just fairly easily to select that IoT Hub within this welcome page to get started.
Okay.
And of course, you can start from here and using other like functions and features come with this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really handy.
Okay.
And
so there's a dependency to the Azure login extension, right? So basically, you have to be logged in into Azure portal in VS Code with that extension.
Yes.
So that way you can access your resources.
Yes. Underneath that, we're relying on the Azure account extension to do the Azure logging.
Yep.
So because it's a hard dependency of that, so we just leverage on that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So if you want to further some instructions, you can just expand this area to get some nicely done like a GIF or screenshots.
Nice.
So you get to know what you're doing for this one.
And you can stay in your tool. Like you have all the instructions in there.
Yeah, exactly. The benefits here is you don't even have to leave this Visual Studio Code to do all the tasks that you want to operate on your Azure IoT Hub.
Makes sense. Okay, so you get in there, you create an IoT Hub or use an existing one, you hook up to it. So basically then your tooling is linked with that specific instance of IoT Hub.
Exactly.
Correct?
So here, actually, I've already setting up an Azure IoT Hub, and I've already logged into my Azure account.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see on the left-hand panel, so here, I've already created like two devices within my Azure IoT Hub.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's say that we are now into the stage, I've already have Azure IoT Hub.
Okay.
I want to just have quickly testing, you know, by sending some message to make sure I want to simulate some device so that the Azure IoT Hub can just receive that message from it, right?
Okay.
So which is pretty handy that you can just do directly within the Visual Studio Code.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just show you to
Let's
do
see
this.
See how fast you can do it.
Okay. So first of all is like you can just type the command IoT Hub, and you can see we have all kinds of quick like commands to assist you to different tasks.
Yeah.
Here I'm going to select the generate code.
Okay.
And I'm going to select this AZ316 as my device. And I have different languages supported for generation code, but okay. I'm choosing the simplest one. I just want to send HTTP code to this.
Okay.
I don't want to start writing my code. I just want to ping IoT Hub, see everything is working.
Okay. So basically, we have an IoT app that is behind IoT Hub. We just want to see if IoT Hub even receives a message.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Makes sense.
That's the purpose.
That's the basics.
Okay. I want to send the device to cloud message, of course. And what generates just CurX like method for you.
Okay.
And together with the access token by default that come with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But definitely, sometimes you want to have a longer term of the access token.
Okay.
But because for us, Azure IoT, we're really serious about the security.
Mm-hmm.
That's why for every message that you send from the device to cloud, you have to come along with the security token with it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's actually, if you want to customize this SS token, you can also do that directly with it.
Okay, got it. Yep.
Let's say I want to change my SAS token.
Yep.
So by default, the time span, the expiration time. I'm sorry, I'm still
okay.
Local Chinese.
I have problems with that word.
Okay,
as well.
The expiration time will be set to 1 hour by default, but you can just reset it by generating another SAS token.
Mm-hmm. And once again, like you were saying, like security-wise, you want to be careful not to have an expiration token that is too long.
Yes.
Otherwise, you might have like spoofing of that token and someone impersonate the device. You don't want that to happen.
Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm also going to generate another one. So here you can just set the expiration times. Let me just do that. I want to set a longer time, like 2 hours.
Yeah, because you're a developer. You need the comfort of not having to go and update
that one. That's right.
Yep.
And actually, it was already copied to my keyboard. I can just replace this SAS token over here.
Okay.
Let me just quickly do that. Yeah, here we go. We have a new one. And to test that, let me just launch into a very common utility called Postman.
Yep. Just like post a simple HTTP request.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to import that cur command into it. Right, I can just send it.
Okay.
Before I'm sending it, so actually you want to monitoring that the message has actually been received by IoT Hub, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a very handy way is like you can also do that by using this toolkit to monitoring the C2D or D2C message.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just quickly do that. I'm going to select this one. I'm going to say I want to start monitoring device to cloud message.
Yeah, for this specific device.
For this specific device.
Got it.
Now you can see from this one, it start to, mm-hmm. monitoring the message, right?
Yep.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to run this curl command.
Okay.
I'm going to send this to IoT Hub and just wait a few seconds. And you can see. So this message has been received, right?
Faster than you.
So I probably want to, it's pretty quick, actually.
It's
and
instant,
in a secure way, right? Of course, that's the thing we need to guarantee.
Okay.
And just to change, to make sure I'm not cheating, it's like I want to put some other words.
Yes.
Come to Ignite, because it's coming.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, make sure you don't miss that, okay? I'm going to send this again, and you can see the message has been received by the Azure IoT Hub.
Okay.
So that's just a really quick and handy way you send the HTTP request to the Azure IoT Hub, and you can just monitoring that directly within Visual Studio Code.
Yeah, and you can use Postman to actually like tweak the message and really validate that that body of the message that is sent is received, and you can do something with it. Okay, cool. Super simple, super straightforward, everything in VS Code. But you have a couple more scenarios to show me, right?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
So this one is the simplest one.
Yep.
Let's say up to a stage, I want to create my own application.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to use my preferred language. I personally like Node.js a lot.
Okay.
So right now, I can use the code generation functionality, which already be embedded in this toolkit, to help me to generate this boiler code.
Okay.
So I can start to reuse the code for my own application.
Okay. So yeah, basically have the blink of the hello world for IoT device code to connect to IoT Hub and do something, right?
Yeah. And more than that, it essentially helps you to generate some simple device code. So it actually mimics like a simulated device.
Okay.
You can just send like the, fake the temperature and the humidity information. Like normally you just want to send via telemetry data into the IoT Hub to the cloud.
Yeah.
all within this without even necessary to have a physical device.
Okay,
let's do that. So here I'm also going to still use a command.
Yep.
Let me just use the command generate code.
Nice.
Yeah, and the same device I'm going to use. And here I'm going to have all kinds of different languages at developer's preference to choose from.
Okay.
I'm going to select the Node.js.
Okay. And it's going to use, is it going to use the SDKs for
yes.
that device? Okay.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to use a Node.js SDK to do that.
Got it.
And I want to send device cloud command.
It populates with a connection string for your development.
Yeah, So all the necessary configuration has already been filled for you within this boilerplate code. You can see the connection string here. And so the library that you are working for the Azure, the device SDK library, has already been loaded up.
Okay.
And here, actually, the code just mimics, like, you have like two sensors, one temperature sensor, another one humidity sensor, just to keep omitting the message sent to the Azure IoT Hub.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm going to just run this code. Let me just choose, I think customize the code.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run that.
Easy.
Yeah.
It also leverages in VS Code all the support for all these languages, right? In terms of IntelliSense, color highlighting, and so on. So basically, because you are in that IDE, you get all of that goodness for free as well.
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
The good thing is still, like, we want to concentrate your actually implementing your logic within the development environment without being bothering, like, configurations and the jump between, like, windows, stuff like that.
Okay.
All you want to focus on is your business logic.
Okay, makes sense.
And you can see from the output window, so we've already started to sending the, you know, the random temperature and humidity message onto that. Let me just show it has been received to the Azure IoT Hub.
Okay.
So I'm going to first stop the monitoring. I'm going to, like, start the monitoring for this specific device again.
So you saw that the device was sending messages,
and
now you're looking at, is my message arriving? There you go.
Yeah, here we go, right? So there's a message that had been sent to it. And I also customize my message sent to the IoT Hub.
Yeah.
So if there's the temperature is cross some threshold, so there will be, like, our status say the temperature alert is true.
Awesome.
Right?
So yeah, so basically now you have this opportunity of, like, really rapidly generating that hello world code within VS Code again.
Yeah.
You're there, like the wizard, right? We have we're used to in Visual Studio.
Yeah.
Create a new project, type, select the language, and boom, you have it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was by the help with other extensions, for example, the Node.js was natively supported in the Visual Studio Code.
Yep.
If you have, like, C# code, so you will be helped a lot by installing the C# extension as well.
Okay.
So that you have the native, like, IntelliSense and debugging feature, like just normally write your C# code.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So you had the last one, right?
Yes.
Let's show me the last one, last scenario that you have in mind. So you basically, you know, actually, you were all the way through, you know, the basic scenarios, right? We have more scenarios that we can cover, obviously, with that. We'll talk about that in other episodes, but the notion of CI/CD and so on is something that's important for developers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they also the notion of support for Visual Studio that people are expecting.
Yeah.
But I think here you're delivering, like, the key and the basics for developing, you know, in an enterprise project for IoT, which is awesome. One thing that actually I wanted to have you share is, can people contribute and work with you on that extension for Azure IoT?
Yes, of course. So actually, every source code for this extension, we've been published to the GitHub.
Yep.
So we are very welcome that you just contributing your code and send us your feature requests and bugs and so on. So everything right now is on the GitHub. You can just access from this Visual Studio Code, Azure IoT Toolkit repository, and send us the message within the GitHub.
Okay.
And we will see you there.
Awesome, cool. And we'll add the links for accessing the extension and the GitHub repo. People should actually go there and get it today, right?
Yes.
And, well, people, thanks for watching the IoT Show. Don't forget to subscribe and come back for more news about developer experience for IoT.